Linda Wilson is the organizer of the Youth Entrepreneur Pocket Money Market. A very good morning to you, Linda. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Av. Good
and you? Absolutely excellent. I tell you what, when Rafiq told me about this, I had a smile on my face and I said, it's about time. It is about time. But okay, without further ado, to you listening at home, thank you so much for joining us. We're joined on the line by Linda Wilson, organizer of the Youth Entrepreneur Pocket Money Market, just giving us a brief overview of what this is all about that we're talking about. But before we get into the discussion, let me ask you at home, what are you doing to ensure that your children or children that are, or any children around you, what are you doing to ensure that you implant a seed of entrepreneurship on their minds? Linda, please tell us more about the event and what it's all about.
Sure, where to start? Well, we've been going almost 3 years already, and this Youth Day is obviously our flagship every year. And we're really excited because we're going to the V&A for the first time. And last year it rained and we were outdoors, so we're a whole lot happier to be at the Watershed, which is really cozy for us. And we have a bunch of kids, actually 50 young entrepreneurs altogether, all of them under 16. This breaks down into 40 traders who are actually having little businesses. And then we have also young buskers for the first time, which is really cool, a bunch of young talent from mostly out of our local townships. And I was super excited to come all the way to the V&A. And then we have even infrastructure, young reporters and photographers. All the kids are, the youngest tomorrow is, I think, 5. We do sometimes have them at 3 and 4 with their older brothers and sisters. The oldest traders are 16. And we run at about 30% outreach, you can say, where we really help them with everything to come to market. And how do I say it? I think it's kind of our take on radical economic transformation, if you like. Because I'm going to be dubbed for all these kids. You know, it's kind of fun. We say earn, learn, and have fun. So we try and do all three of those things simultaneously because they are children. But these children realistically aren't all going to get jobs. And then I also think this whole entrepreneurial definition isn't necessarily reminiscent of Branson and so on. It just means being able to support yourself without relying on some possibly unstable salary type of thing for possibly an unfulfilling job. You know, there's a whole lot of societal benefits from self-employment.
And so on the day, though, if you can, just give us a picture of what we can expect. I mean, how much are the tickets? What do I get? Just a brief run through.
Okay, well, first of all, we're an NPO, so everything is free. All the training the kids get, everything is free. Sydney, I'm not going to be charging for something like this. It is on the mezzanine floor of the world, which is absolutely gorgeous. We start trading officially at 11:30. We will be there from earlier. The thing is, with the youngsters, they can't concentrate for terribly long, so we try and trade for 2-2.5 hours. Otherwise, they tend to leave their money untended and lose focus. So at 2 o'clock, we stop trading. And we have an award ceremony. We give awards in 8 categories, which are not actually related to the amount of money that they earn. This is more for creativity, ingenuity, environmental awareness, advertising, sales skills, those kinds of things. And we also have a plastic-free pledge as the pocket money market goes green. We have banned all single-use packaging and items in the pocket money market, which I think is really important to link environmental awareness with business development for our sustainable future. And the aquarium are coming to join us with the plastic-free pledge. At about 2:30, 3 o'clock, we will be able to take questions and help people who are looking to join in the future. We have another event immediately afterwards on the 24th, so those who are interested can come along to that one too.
And I mean, just speaking to the Cape Talk community, what is the end goal? It sounds simple, and it sounds as if I'm asking a rhetorical question here, but to you as an organization, what is the end goal to this?
Well, it's not just about trading. I run workshops, free workshops every school holidays. We have 5 modules which run through all the basics of business management skills that you need. So you get the theory, and then you obviously have a safe space to come and experiment with products and prices and test it on the market. We have had children who've come and gone. I feel our job is done when they don't need to come and trade at the Pocket Money Market anymore, when they're picking up orders online and selling in euros or dollars or something. Then we're done. You know, they don't need to be out in the wind and the rain and the early mornings anymore. And that has happened. We have some great success stories. But essentially, we're just looking to create employment. I think for me, the basis of so many issues, lots of things, crime, poaching, abuse of kids and dereliction of old people comes from people having to leave their homes to seek employment for such a long time, or unemployment. You know, if we can solve this in a longer term way of making people empowered to be self-employed, I think the long term knock on benefits are great. And that's kind of what I can do. That's, you know, something that as an individual, I can lend a hand with. So that's really where it comes from.
Linda, we wish you all the best, and long may you continue building our youth in South Africa. This is some good work that you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I just put one little quick mention out
By
there?
By all means.
If anybody wants to find out more, we have a website, which is www.pocketmoneymarket.com. And then I also forgot something. You know, I kind of do this in my spare time. It's not a big fancy organization. So I have a little oversight. I realize that tomorrow I've got 16 outreach children, which we are collecting from far and wide, at this event. And I normally feed them at the event, but I'm going to have my hands full. So I'm trying to raise $30 a kid so they can buy themselves a lunch snack on the market. So if any Cape Talk listeners felt like getting involved there, they can pop along and sponsor one of the outreach children so I'm spending money for the market. Otherwise, it's just not as much fun for them. You know, they come without funds, particularly the buskers. And that would just be a huge helping hand.
Yeah, I hear loud and clear. Linda, listen, thank you so much once again. And I'm pretty sure we'll chat again.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Sure.